Opponents of the Occupy movement, and even some people who share some of the group's core values, have said they don't know what occupiers want. They protest a host of issues, ranging from corporate greed to environmental issues, but haven't nailed down a specific goal. But Occupy Tampa's Tim Summers says it's that broad scope of activism that makes the movement powerful.
Well, it's important not to have one message, because otherwise you mindlessly follow that one thing of what Occupy is about. And really, Occupy is more about building a big group of people so that you have the support of people to go and work on the one thing that you really care about. You know, I mean, there's a group of a small group of people can get together and work on one thing, and then when they need the mass numbers, those people will fall behind them just as you would, or as they would fall behind you.
The group is taking a hiatus from their community improvement efforts in West Tampa, where they've been camping in Voices of Freedom Park. Instead, they want to revitalize their image among businesses and professionals in the corporate-filled downtown area. To debunk any contention that Occupy protesters can't sum up their cause, the Tampa group's Pepe Cavana said all the issues can be wrapped into one overall argument.
Occupy is about ending corporate greed and their influence in our politics that affects everyday lives of everyday Americans. Corporations are not people. They shouldn't have an influence with our politicians.
Today, they're protesting in front of Bank of America on Kennedy Boulevard in solidarity with last week's NATO protests in Chicago. Through the rest of the week, they'll be making a presence at Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park on Ashley Drive and are considering other protests at the BB&T across from Bank of America. Tim Summers says they're concerned about tight airport security, the establishment of a cumbersome event zone for the Republican convention in August, and increasing police intervention during protests.
We have way too much government control over everything, and it's just going to keep getting worse if people don't stand up and say, no, we don't need this. We don't need all these protections, all these false protections in life.
Occupy Tampa's General Assembly had previously decided not to protest within the Republican National Convention event zone after Tampa City Council passed an ordinance they say would restrict their free speech. Instead, the group says they'll plan alternative protests in locations where their voices can better be heard. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.